This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I'm talking about the idea of feeling anxious or feeling highly sensitive. And so I wanted to get going. Actually, I want to go back a little bit because I want to review the first 13 items that I went through on episode 725. So if you haven't listened to episode 725 yet, you may want to jump over and check that out. It's where I started this two-part piece on, are you feeling anxious or highly sensitive? So I said I would review the first 13 that I talked about. And I'll just give you the heading of each of these items, and you can listen to episode 725 to get more of an explanation. But just to get us started so that we can finish this two-part series. Number one, you absolutely abhor violence and cruelty of any kind. This is all about the highly sensitive person. See if you resonate with these items that I'm reviewing. And then we're going to talk about the last group of them, because really, when you can actually identify with this and stop being so hard on yourself that there's something wrong with you, that you have these feelings, the fact is that you are more sensitive to life. And there are so many ways that you can learn to deal with that and go through your life without this being a big issue. But when you don't understand what's going on and you think there's something gravely wrong with you, you won't get to that place. So that's the whole point of becoming aware of these signs, of these symptoms, sensations of being a highly sensitive person. So number one, again, you absolutely abhor violence and cruelty of any kind. Number two, you're frequently emotionally exhausted from absorbing other people's feelings. Number three, time pressure really rattles you. Number four, you withdraw often. Five, you're jumpy. Six, you think deeply. Seven, you're a seeker. Eight, sudden loud noises startle you. Nine, your clothing matters. 10, your pain tolerance is less. 11, your inner world is alive and present. 12, change is extremely upsetting. 13, sometimes your environment is your enemy. And again, if you want an explanation on those 13 signs of a highly sensitive person, you can listen to episode 725. And I'm going to continue on here because I have all in all 21 of them, but then I have some things I want you to try that I think will be really helpful for you if you are identifying with these signs. Now let's get on with the rest of our signs here of being a highly sensitive person. Number 14 is you're misunderstood. You know, highly sensitive people are often mislabeled. You know, high sensitivity is called all kinds of other things. You could be labeled as shy or anxious, hello, and perhaps it was implied that something was wrong with you. Similarly, many highly sensitive people are labeled as introverts because introverts and highly sensitive people actually share many characteristics, such as needing a lot of downtime. But I want you to know that 30% of highly sensitive people are actually extroverts. So being an extrovert doesn't mean that you can't be highly sensitive. You most certainly can. Number 15, you get hangry easily. Highly sensitive people tend to be sensitive to changes in blood sugar levels, so they may get quite hangry, which is hungry and angry, which go together quite easily, if they haven't eaten in a while. So you really want to watch out for this. And I know there's an old episode on Are You Hangry? So you could check that out. But really, this is part of being very sensitive because you are feeling not only the external world, but you are highly sensitive to your own inner world, including your hunger. So, number 16, who needs stimulants? When your nervous system is already ratcheted up to the highest level, some highly sensitive people are sensitive to caffeine and need very little of it to feel its buzz. Similarly, some highly sensitive people are also sensitive to alcohol's effects. Again, you can see that happening here. Many people who are anxious are having those exact problems, difficulty with caffeine and alcohol. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical-grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Number 17, conflict is your poison. When there's tension or disagreement in your close relationships, you feel it deeply. Many highly sensitive people even report feeling physically ill during conflict. As a result, some highly sensitive people become conflict avoidant, doing or saying almost anything to keep the other person happy. It's because conflict hurts so much. Now, this one is huge. This happens all the time. Very often, when you are a sensitive person, you just can feel everyone else's struggle, so you try extra hard to smooth everything over, keep the peace, make everyone happy, and you end up being a people pleaser and really not having much of a life of your own. So let's pay attention here. And at the end, I'm going to have some ideas for you to work on, but often, this is not always about you being anxious. This could be that you are highly sensitive and you can stay out of the anxiety piece of it by learning how to live more easily as a highly sensitive person. Number 18, criticism is a dagger. Words really matter to the highly sensitive person. Positive words can make them soar, but harsh words will send them crashing to the ground. Criticism can feel like a dagger, and negativity is toxic to the highly sensitive person's finely tuned system. Number 19, you're conscientious. At work and in school, you try hard not to make mistakes. Of course, this doesn't mean you're perfect, because nobody is, but you're always giving things your best effort. Number 20, you're deeply moved by beauty. Fine meals, rich scents, beautiful artwork, or stirring melodies have a deep impact on you. You may find that music or certain sounds put you in a near trance-like state, or the way the wind catches the leaves in the autumn sunlight leaves you awestruck. You don't understand how other people aren't as moved by beauty as you are. Number 21, you're perceptive. Because you notice things that others miss, you're seen as perceptive and insightful. Even as a child, you may have been wise beyond your years. The world relies on highly sensitive people like you to make a more compassionate, understanding place to be. I remember this as a kid, this perceptive peace and noticing things that other people didn't see. As a kid, I can remember riding on a school bus on a field trip, elementary school, and seeing these wonderful things outside the window and, you know, turning to other people to discuss it with them. And they looked at me like I was crazy. Of course, everyone else was busy doing something else, but it stuck with me very much so that, like, why did no one else see that? I could feel it as a kid. And so some of us just come into the world like this. We come in with a little bit more perception. Our attention goes into different places. There is nothing wrong with that. We just need to be able to live in this world with those traits, right? We have to figure out how to do it. So let's talk about some things that we can do, some things that I would like you to try. I'd like you to remind yourself that your feelings and thoughts change. Just because you currently feel a considerable emotion or a feeling doesn't mean that it will be there forever. Learn to watch your feelings and your thoughts like clouds passing in the clear blue sky. Just pay attention. Don't attach to those feelings. Another thing I'd like you to consider is, with anxiety part of your life, you will do well not to avoid or run away from the anxiety that may bubble up. Instead, practice leaning into what is right in front of you and use that creative mind to help you find solutions, because highly sensitive people are also creative. You're using different parts of your brain and you see things differently. So use that to your advantage to find solutions. I want you to remember you can control your reactions to what is happening, even when you are triggered. Now, you may not catch it as soon as you like right now, but the more you practice, the more apt you will become at doing this. And you will not get triggered eventually, because you will catch your reaction so early that you respond versus react. You have the ability to create a pause and to let some space come between you and the challenge. In this space, as tiny as it may be, you have the opportunity to choose versus knee-jerk reaction. Why don't you try permitting yourself to have physical mini relaxations during the day? The highly sensitive person can be quickly drained by the feeling, emotions, and challenges, not only their own, but from the people around them. So give yourself a break, a cup of herbal tea, a foot soak, 10 minutes with your favorite music, or some inspirational reading. These small, short breaks can be very, very reviving. I also want you to come back to your center, that place that is deep within you that doesn't change or get ruffled by the whims of the world. I hope you're visiting this place often. This is the place that you can visit via meditation time. By going there in your mind, and again, meditation will help you to remember how to get there. This is a place inside you. It is not touched by the outside world. And you will avoid fueling the fear when you go there. You will avoid fueling that fear, adrenaline, fear cycle, and be breaking the pattern that keeps fear lurking in the background when you feel stressed. And finally, I want to say to you, remember that you are not broken. You are feeling the world differently than others. I would love to hear from you and see if you have identified with any of these or perhaps many of these. And let me know what resonated with you. AnxietyCoachesPodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for being here today. And now for today's quote. Slowly, a gentle, quiet, personal victory of the spirit grows out of her fear and doubt. And that's from Elaine Aron. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.